والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, over the next few days, inshallah, we will be discussing a few ahadith from this kitab which is called Riyadu Salihin. This is a kitab written by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh. And as the title suggests, Riyadu Salihin refers to the gardens of the righteous ones. If a person has to look through this compilation, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find they are full of nur, full of barakah, full of blessings. And great, great lessons can be learnt. This first chapter that we will be discussing, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi puts the heading, Babu Tahreem al-Ghibati wal-Amri bi-Hifdh al-Lisan. The chapter relating to the prohibition of backbiting. And the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued to us, to safeguard our tongues, to watch what we speak. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That every word a person utters, every statement a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels that are deputed to write down these words. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give an account for every word that a person has uttered in his life. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. That person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in the last day, then when he speaks, it is necessary that his speech be full of goodness, something which will benefit him in this world or the hereafter. And if a person is unable to do this, then لِيَصْمُتْ, it is better that he remain silent. The reason for this, ulama explained based on another hadith, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that sometimes a person utters a statement. He says something regarding deen or regarding the sha'air of deen, whether it be the masjid, whether it be jannat, jahannam. We find commonly today that messages go around on social media, a joke about heaven, hell, somebody passed away, he went to the gates of heaven, this happened, the angel asked him that. And we take it in jest, we take it very lightly, we take it as a joke. But the Hadith Sharif says that a person makes a statement, he doesn't ponder over the seriousness of the statement. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes the statement to this effect, that Allah will throw him into the furthest valley of Jahannam. A depth so far reaching that is greater than the distance between the Mashriq and Maghrib, the East and the West. So when it comes to watching our words, the statements we make, the things we say, especially when it comes to deen, when it comes to the sha'air of deen, and similarly when it comes to backbiting. Sometimes a person makes a statement and it hurts the heart of somebody. And you do not think anything. It is just a simple statement that escaped from your lips. But it hurt that person. He might have cried in his heart. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, a person is turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to ghibat and backbiting as well, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَ. Do you know what is backbiting, what is ghibat? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as was the habit whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed any question to them, their answer was Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, that ghibat, backbiting, is dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu. When a person makes any mention of his Muslim brother in such a way that that person dislikes it, then this is in itself is classified as ghibat, as backbiting. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell us, if this evil quality that we are speaking of, what if this quality is a reality in our Muslim brother? It is something that he is guilty of, some action that he has committed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that this in itself is backbiting. If it comes to a quality of your Muslim brother that he did not do, something that is not within him, and then you speak about it, then this is slander. But if it is something that he did, something that is the truth, it is a reality, but then too he is unhappy that you mentioned this, he doesn't want it to be in the public domain, and you spoke about it, this in itself is backbiting. And when it comes to different forms of backbiting, then Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a few points that we can take into account what is backbiting. The first point that he mentioned is that sometimes a person speaks about somebody else's physical features, this person is short, this person is this skin complexion. The person's looks, in order to disgrace him, in order to put him down in the sight of somebody else, this is also included in ghibat. The second point he says, you speak about somebody's dressing, the way he carries out himself, the way he speaks, the way he walks, something to do with his physical features, this also forms part of ghibat and backbiting. The third point he mentions is backbiting about another's family lineage. We find in our community, in our society, unfortunately, a person will say, I am from so-and-so family, and that person is from this family, and therefore I am superior to him, I am better than him. This also, if a person is unhappy, and he dislikes this, then this is also regarded as backbiting. The fourth point he mentions is that you speak about somebody's weakness when it comes to acts of ibadat. That this person doesn't come to the masjid, or he does this wrong action, he smokes, he goes to this place, whatever it may be, and this person is unhappy about this, so this also falls part of backbiting. And for us to understand that when it comes to backbiting, when it comes to ghibat, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that who is a bankrupt person? So Sahaba radiallahu anhum answered that person who has no wealth, he has no money, he has no possessions, no assets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this is not a bankrupt person. A true bankrupt person is that person who will do acts of ibadat. He comes to the masjid, he reads salah, he recites Quran, he is regular with his dhikr, he gives charity. But on the day of Qiyamah, when he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his good deeds are placed on one side of the scale, he will find that on the other side of the scale, he hurt somebody's feelings, he swore somebody, he spoke ill about somebody, he backbited about somebody. And because of this, all his good deeds then go to that person. This is a true bankrupt person. That despite all those good deeds, all the efforts that he made now in the month of Ramadan, a person is waking up early, he's reading tahajjud salah possibly. He's increasing his Quran tilawat, he's reading nawafil salah. But for us to make sure that we protect our tongue, we watch what we speak. The first hadith that we mentioned, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, that person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day. A person who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami' basir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, he is hearing me. He has an angel who is writing down every word that I say. And he believes in the day of Qiyamah that one day I will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will have to give account for my entire life, for whatever actions I did, for whatever words I uttered. Then this person will either speak good or he will keep quiet. He will remain silent. Because he knows that everything I say can be used against me. So for us to try and bring these qualities into our life, that ask ourselves before we make any statement, before we speak about somebody, what is my motive behind this? Many times we find that a person will backbite or speak ill about that person who he is jealous of. Perhaps that man is also in business and his business is doing better than my business. Or he is going forward in life, he bought a new vehicle, he bought a new house. So due to this jealousy, I now start speaking ill of him. I try to degrade him and disgrace him in front of people. The solution ulama explain is that make dua for this person. Make dua for him, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him in whatever bounty Allah has given him. And soon we will find that this jealousy will come out of our hearts. When jealousy is removed from the heart, then we won't find the need to speak ill about anybody, to backbite about anybody. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq, that not only do we increase in our ibadat, our salah, our Quran tilawat in the month of Ramadan, but these qualities that have been mentioned over and over again in the hadith, we try and bring these qualities into our life. When a person brings these qualities into his life, that he abstains from backbiting, a person keeps his heart clean, he has the best advice for his next Muslim brother, he has his Muslim brother's best interest at heart, then we will find a person who will taste the sweetness of Iman, and he will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.